This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The National Milk Producers Federation's longtime chief economist, Peter Vitaliano, is retiring after nearly 40 years with National Milk and joins us on today's Dairy Radio Now to reflect and look ahead in the dairy industry. And Peter, as we head into a new year, congratulations on the last four decades with National Milk.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting ride, and it's a great industry to work with. Couldn't have picked a better group of folks to put my professional energies to than dairy farmers in the United States. And I've seen a lot of changes, but thank you for the kind remarks.
And there have been a lot of changes in the dairy industry through the years, but one thing remains the same, and that's milk still being produced from a cow and consumed by many of us.
Furthermore, consumers are consuming more of it. Total U.S. milk production has growing pretty consistently. Liquid milk production has been stagnant for the last 4 years. But probably over the last 10 years or so, the component content of U.S. milk production, which had been steady for years and years and years, has been growing considerably. There are a number of reasons for that. Butterfat production has been growing some months about 2% year over year faster than liquid milk production. And for nonfat solids production, some months it's been growing as much as 1% faster. So as the milk solids, fat and skim solids grows, the supply of dairy products that are available to the market has been growing. So even in the last 4 years when, you know, you could look at milk production and say, hey, things have been pretty stagnant. Well, no, we've been producing more dairy products during that time and they've been consumed. So not only is milk coming out of the cow, but more milk and more milk solids have been coming out of the cows and has been consumed by consumers in the United States.
We're seeing bigger but fewer dairy operations as the exit rate of small dairy farms continues.
That's been happening for a long, long time. And it's been happening in pretty much all of agriculture. It's been happening in business. I mean, I'm old enough to remember a time when there were still mom and pop grocery stores. You don't see that too much anymore. But yes, dairy farms have been getting larger and fewer, but dairy has actually been consolidating probably at a slower pace than a lot of those other animal agriculture areas. I mean, basically, there are no more what we would call traditional poultry farms any, you know, left in the country. But I credit the strong cooperative structure in dairy, along with, to some extent, the stability provided by the federal order system. You can look at dairy and say, wow, things are changing fast, but you put it in that larger context, and dairy's actually been keeping more of the family farm structures longer than some of those other agricultural operations in the United States.
Along with those changes to the dairy landscape comes changes to the federal order milk pricing system.
National Milk kind of led that effort. We were successful that the provisions of the pricing formulas needed to be kept up to date. However, the federal order system itself relies on a fair amount of fluid milk in each of the orders, and that's been declining. And so the next big challenging federal orders is how do you run an efficient order if there's basically very little fluid milk being pooled compared to the manufacturing milk? And that's for the next big hearing at some point.
And since the mid-1980s, you've seen the cycles of the dairy industry. And where do you see this year, 2025?
It's not been that difficult to see, you know, some of the really bad years we've had and some of the very good years I've been able to see coming as well. People still remember the good years of 2014 and 2013. Part of it was also very good. That was a result of something happening in China that was pretty easy to see. Not too many analysts caught that one. The very bad year of 2009, I called that one. I said, this is going to be a terrible year. And the year 2014, I was pretty obvious that that was going to be a really good year. 2021 was not a good year. 2022 was a great year price-wise. 2022 was not very good. 23 was better. 24 was better. And 25 looks like it's going to be better still. We may have 3 years in a row of improving prices.
Well, Peter, thank you for taking the time during this holiday, and congratulations on nearly 40 years with National Milk, and Happy New Year. That's Peter Vitaliano, VP of Economic Policy and Market Research with the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.